Eric, if you wanted me to meet you, why did you leave a note in my locker? You could have just called me on the phone this morning.
Well, I didn't think of calling you at home. Aren't you going to sit down?
All right, I'm sitting. Now, what's on your mind?
What are your plans for tonight?
What time tonight?
Dinner time. Look, I don't know where we're going, but Jeff promised to take me to dinner somewhere. You have a date, don't you?
Yes.
Well, why don't we double?
Thank you very much, Erica, but I just don't think this would be the best night for that.
It's Phil, then.
What do you mean, it's Phil, then?
Well, I only mean that you wouldn't be so nervous if you had a date with Chuck.
Erica, I'm not nervous, and whether it was Phil or Chuck, I just sort of want to keep my date to myself tonight, that's all.
You really are insecure. Didn't Phil's session with Dr. Polk go all right?
How did you know about that?
I heard about it. How did it go?
Well, it's supposed to be over just about now, so I really don't know.
Tara, I hope that everything comes back the way it was before. I hope that Phil loves you as much as he ever did.
Yeah, if I was in your position, I'd really hope for that, too.
That's a funny thing to say.
Not when you think about it. I mean, if it hadn't been for you, none of this would have happened, and he wouldn't have gone to New York. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I can understand how you could reason to thinking that if I hadn't slipped and told Phil that he was adopted,
if you hadn't slipped? Erica, when it's just you and me, have you got the nerve to pretend it was just a mistake?
It was. Tara, you have to believe that.
Who says I do?
Hello, friends.
Hiya, Chuck.
Isn't this a coincidence? It's goofing off time for everybody.
Not for me. I've got a class at 2.
Oh. What are you doing later?
How much later?
After dinner. Would you like to go out?
Yeah, well, you know what? I have a class in a few minutes. I don't know how much reading's going to be assigned, so you want to call me at home later?
Okay, when?
Anytime after 5, okay? Okay, well, I have to run. I'll see you.
Well, that really says it, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
How long do you think it would have taken Tara to tell you whether or not you had a date tonight? Like 1 second. But Tara had to hang you up.
She didn't hang me up, Erica. I'll call her later. It's no problem.
But Tara doesn't have a date. And if Phil hasn't called her by then you get a date.
I'll settle for that.
Hey, Charles Tyler II, why don't you give up and just salvage a little of your pride?
There's nothing wrong with my pride, Erica. At least I haven't been completely rejected.
Are you implying that I have been?
If you haven't been, it's only because Tara's got good manners. Why don't you just face the facts and stop trying to be her bosom buddy? It's not going
to
work.
It has to.
Why?
Even if I have to meet Tara more than halfway, we have to be friends. We're going to be sisters-in-law.
Oh, come off it, Erica. I mean, I know you're wearing Jeffrey's fraternity pin, but there's a lot of yardage between that and a wedding ring.
We've already talked about a wedding ring. And I wouldn't be surprised if we got married over a Christmas vacation.
That I've got to see.
Well, you probably will.